time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Hey, what's up, Jacinda Ardern?
Hello. That was an old favourite of yours, wasn't it, that trick?
Oh, yes, it was. It is an old favourite. I'm very flattered that you remembered. Do you know what I just said to Sarah? Why don't you sit there on the other end of the phone, just sort of nodding, doing a little bit of a grunge nod?
I was enjoying that little break there. Thank you.
There we go. Look, happy to help. Hey, so the National Party campaign launch up and running. Guess what colour they are? Blue. Okay, we get that. How did you feel that went down? What did you think that the government really brought it to the table?
Oh, do you know, I had to catch up on it quite quickly because at the same time they were doing that, we were doing a big launch in Christchurch of our policy around the rebuild.
About the rebuild,
yeah. But from what I saw, it looks like they had a, you know, pretty good launch from their perspective. They spent a lot of time talking about us, which. Yeah,
This is the point I was going to make. You know, if you're not scared of something, you don't bother worrying about it. But I saw them talk about you a lot, and I saw funny faces on those that were on stage. Not so much Bill. Bill had his act down. He had it all down. You know, he knew what to say, when to say it, and the family were there and stuff. And did I see Shane Cortez on stage? What? Anyway, but more just some of the other MPs were just, they looked a bit funny. They looked a bit.
Well, my kind of view is.
This is just me. This is my opinion.
Yeah, when you've got like, you know, 20, 30 minutes max to kind of sell your, you know, use your pitch for New Zealand. I thought I was just going to maximise that time and talk as much about our ideas as possible. So I didn't actually spend any time talking about them. But, you know, everyone's got different strategies. I have to say that the bit around having greater access to learning languages in schools, I like that.
Yeah, they kept that nice and quiet, didn't they, until they released
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the only issue is I think we've been looking at some of those issues within our education system for a little while, and what I know is that we do need quite a bit of workforce training and quite a few more teachers to be able to achieve that.
Yeah, well,
look, we'll be having a little look at how they're going to do it, because, you know, we've had a little look before, and it is a tough one, but, you know, a good aspiration to have. But the national standards bit I wasn't keen on. You know, I think that we need to admit that national standards, you know, actually isn't helping kids. It doesn't track their own progression, how they're doing. It does lead to overassessment. It means our teachers just aren't able to, you know, use inquiry-based learning and play-based learning. And so I'm not a fan. So enhancing that, I'm not excited by it.
And of the 10,000 people in New Zealand in prison, an alarming amount of them can't read or write. And so that means they've got through to adult life just skimming through somehow. So maybe that needs to be tweaked up as well. Do you think that I know that there was issues with recently people have been talking about, you know, getting teachers to come and work at any school, especially in Auckland, is going to be difficult in the next few years because the cost of living so much, and also, you know, just the jobs, and the schools can't necessarily afford to chuck another, you know, teacher on there.
Massive issue. I remember when I was during the by-election, the number of teachers I was keeping count of how many schools had lost teachers, particularly to Tauranga. When you ask them now when they're recruiting, they're saying that mostly they're only getting applications from within Auckland because no one wants to come into our crazy housing market. So yeah, you're hearing talk now about extra payments and things to try and entice staff here, but actually it's not just teachers, it's our nurses, it's our police force, and it's every private sector employer will be having the same problem. So if we want to resolve the issue, we actually have to look at the housing market and some of those big ideas that we've been talking about for the election. Everything else is just going to fiddle around the edges, I'm afraid.
The big headline at the top of the New Zealand Herald online page says Bill English, and it's a quote from the weekend. Kiwis aren't an ATM for Labour.
You know, the thing that really frustrates me about that, there's many things, Mikey, but if I'm going to summarise it, you know, he's attacking us for finally addressing our congestion issues in Auckland with a plan for 21st century rapid transit. He's attacking us for trying to turn around the fact that we have dying rivers in New Zealand. After 9 years of inaction, we're fronting up and saying we've got to do something about it. And he's attacking us because we're taking on the housing crisis and saying, yeah, actually, if we can fix things through looking at things like a capital gains tax, then we should look at it. So, you know, I stand by absolutely every single one of those. We've got to tackle these issues head on. We haven't so far. And the status quo isn't good enough. So he's going to turn that into little slogans, but I still stand by everything that we've said.
Yeah, one of the things I dislike the most about the Nationals' approach is when they tell us what Kiwis want and tell us what Kiwis are. Yeah, I think Kiwis really just want to know. I think the average New Zealander is more interested in knowing blah 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 that thing. You know, no, that's not true at all.
You keep it to the bat.
Yep. Hey, are you going to be? Do you have any sort of anxiety and worry about going up against the government's PR company? Because they'll be swinging to action now. They will have been for the last couple of months, but they'll really be.
Yeah.
This is a Crosby Texter. Foul company, they keep it very quiet and they just go about their business. But they will be trying to lose you this election.
And I've seen the elements of that already.
What sort of stuff? Like what?
I don't know if I want to give it any credibility
by saying it
on air. So it's been a bit personal. Both people have raised it. I've just batted it back because it's been untrue. And, it's politics. You expect that that's going to happen. I refuse to accept that it has to be that way. That's why we're trying to run a different campaign.
Relentless positivity. Yep, sure.
Relentless positivity. You know, we will challenge ideas and where we think there's been past failings, but it's not going to be personal from us.
Labour's volunteers have nearly doubled in the last wee while, since you became the leader, how are you using those volunteers in the election?
Like flyers, door knocking, and phone calling.
The hard yards.
Because the ground campaign is so important. And that's something that we do that's pretty unique to us, because we know lots of our voters, sometimes don't turn out on election day. So we do a lot of work around that in the lead up.
The big topics, of course, housing and mental health and the poverty gap and that sort of thing, they're not going away, are they?
No, they're not. And you know, there will be some sentiment I think out there this election that everything's fine. The economy, growth looks fine relative to other countries. But actually, when you break it down, that's only true if you step outside of your house and you don't look around. And so the constant message we'll have is that we don't have to give up on some of those values that we have, that idea that we can be a more equal country and that we can lift people out of poverty. There are things we can do about that, and government actually sits at the heart of that. So I just hope people, lift their sights a bit more and see that better is possible.
Okay, and another spirit-lifting poll came out, that's got you and the Greens could form a government, if hypothetically at this stage. Are you starting to think, now that the Materia thing has sort of had a bit of water under the bridge, not a lot, but a wee bit, are you starting to sort of think how a coalition might sort of pan out now?
Oh, I've always thought that, and when I was asked about some of those earlier polls were a bit more grim, then my point was that there's so much that can happen in 4 weeks, and so I absolutely expect.
Oh my God! It's in less than 4 weeks. Oh my God!
It's three. It's Woo. 3 weeks and 5 days. Woo. 6 days. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Woo. Right.
I know. Not that I'm counting. Not that I'm counting.
You're off to Pine Tree Mead's service today, I believe. Are you going to school as well?
I'm speaking at a conference first. I'm speaking about to speak to a lot of people that work for Countdown.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm off down to Colin Meads' funeral. Yeah. So which I imagine that'll be a big event today.
Can't really electioneer there, can you?
No, and I'm heading down. The mayor invited me to come along, so I thought that was a really generous invitation.
Right. So what's the focus on for the next? We should make it a thing where every Monday morning you just sneak us a little bit of a policy tidbit.
Well, I'll just say tomorrow is going to be a big day.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Jacinda Ardern says tomorrow will be a big day. Sarah, any thoughts on? Oh, Sarah gives that a.
And look, if you guys might want to have a yarn about it, maybe. You might be interested.
Hey, look, you know what? I think if you called up tomorrow, we'd take your call.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We'll take a note of that.
You've got a good there's
a man with a water paper next to me making a little note of that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Wonderful. Well, we'll just be here waiting then. All the best. Thank you, Jacinda.
Great.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Catch up with you again soon.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.